Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Anna Ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina, Lebracha Batzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeim. It says in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, B'chiyaki Isha Se'avdo, Samosu, B'shebet, U'meis Tachas Yelda, Nokom Yinoke. The man smites, hits his Eved, or his Amar, his female servant, with his staff, and the person dies. Then Nakom Yinakem, then she will surely be avenged. This person must die. In the olden days, it was okay to kill one slave. But the Torah says, no, it's not. And therefore there's a chiyuv misa for somebody who kills a slave. Achim Yomo, Yomayim Yamod, Lo Yukam Ki Kaspo. But if he's still around after a day or two, then there's no vengeance, for he is his money. Meaning that he didn't intend to kill him, and he's his property, his Eved. So Memela, there is no Chiyuv Misa if he doesn't die soon after the Makkah. So the Lashon of Nekama, there will be vengeance, Nakom Yenake, and Chiyuve Misa's based in, is written in no place. So we have to understand why here it says this Lashon of Nakom Yenake. And when a person's chayv misa's based in, he is avenged. There's nekama. Ibn Ezra talks about that here. Rabbeinu B'chaya talks about that here. You can see there, also in the Targum Unculus, he writes, is dana yizdan. That if somebody hits his servant, then he is going to be judged. And also, Viter, when it says lo yukam, he also writes yizdan, be judged. Why does Unculus explain the nekama b'lashon din? Should have said a lashon of nekama, it's revenge, not judgment. So, in order to explain that, first we have to understand some yisodos in Chiyuv Misa Shel HaRotzeach, based on the brilliant explication of Rav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. The Ramban, in his Osefos to the Mitzvah Sesei Yud Gimel, writes, Shenitztaveinu b'inyan HaRotzeach, Ach Shenischayev Misa Beveizdin, Sheyevakshenu Goyel Adam, V'yirdoif acharov, v'yinkoim nikmasoim imenu. Sheyavi oso lebeizdin, v'yumas kimishpatoi. O sheyirtzach oisoi goyal hagoyal, im lo yuchal lo beizdin. That we were commanded with regard to the rotzeach, after he was chayev misa beveizdin, that the goyal hadam, the relative who avenges the blood, should seek after him, pursue him, and take vengeance. How does he do that? By bringing him to the Beis Din, and he will be killed according to his judgment. Yumas kimishpata. Or, if the Beis Din can't do it, then the Goel Adam should take care of him himself. So, one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam writes that Megillas Esther, that the Rambam didn't enumerate this as a mitzvah essay, the Ramban enumerates mitzvah essay that the Rambam didn't enumerate. Why did the Rambam not enumerate this mitzvah of the Goel Hadam, taking vengeance? It's because the Chiyuv Harigas Goel Hadam is HaRotzeach, the obligation of the Goel Hadam to kill the murderer, is midikiduke in mitzvah harigas harotzeach motelas al beis din. It's one of the details of the mitzvah of how the beis din does it. Either they do it when he brings him to the beis din, and then they do it, or he does it himself. But that's one of the pratim of the harigas harotzeach motelas al beis din. So it's not an independent mitzvah; rather, it's under the general rubric of the Beis Din carrying out their punishment. And it's just a detail of that general mitzvah. And the Rambam already was Mashrish B'Sherish Zion. The Rambam and his Sharoshim and his roots to the Sefer HaMitzvahs already taught us that we don't count Diktuke Mitzvahs, B'Minyan HaMitzvahs. Look there in the Megillas Esther, the Tashbitz in the Zorak, he also writes this. Chora, it's true, it's correct, what we just said. And Adarab, now it's Shver and the Ramban, who did enumerate it as a mitzvah essay bifnei atzmo. Why did the Ramban, yes, enumerate it? It's only a detail of the general Chiyuv Nisus Beis Din. It's only Prat Medina Hariga Ratzeach. And since you're not enumerating Diktuke mitzvahs, and the Ramban agrees with this, B'Sharash HaShavi, he wasn't Masig on the Rambam, Kedarko B'Sharash HaRashim. Why then does he insist that this is a mitzvah? The Rashbits in the Zohar here already asked this in Siman Nun Gimel. Look there in Agon Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla and the Rasag in Parasha Yud Zayin. So from this it would appear that the Ramban emphasizes Sheyirdoif Goyal Adam, he uses a Lashon of Radifa. V'yin koim nikmasam, take vengeance. And the Ramban writes, Sheyirtzach oisoi goyel hadam. So this lashon of redifa, of ritzicha, teaches us that this is mugdar, this is defined as a ritzicha. Even though he's mischayev bebezdin. Mischayev bebezdin is not murder. The person is mischayev bebezdin. Bezdin carries out a punishment. That's not called murder. But here, the Ramban defines it as murder. And that's Taka Loshan HaKosuv in Parashas Maaseh. Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed, Kol Maka Nefesh Lefi Edim, Yirtzach Es HaRotzeach. That we're Rotzeach, the Rotzeach. The Sifri says that it's talking about the Goyal Adam. It's talking about a Rotzeach B'mezid, like the Tosef Shantz and Makas Yiram and Beis writes, and the Tum Mesim and Beis, Yiv Kotten Beis. And it's talking about the Goyal Adam. But the Goyal Adam is Rotzeach, this person is a Rotzeach. So from here we have to say that there's an additional din in Rotzeach, that besides his Chiyuv Misa, which is Ke'ar, Kisha'ar, Chiyuv Misa's Beis Din, like anybody else who's Chayiv Misa's Beis Din, he also is Chayiv Misa's Beis Din. Melaik Tzi Noch Achiyuv. There's also a din nekama al arigas hanirtzach. There's also this vengeance for killing the victim. And this nekama of the nirtzach is shayach to the goal adam to do in place of the nirtzach. Lashon Aran, Sanhedrin, daf memhei amid beis, shemitzve biyad goel adam lahamiso, Sheyishpoch olov chamoso. So you see, there's an inyan of nekama, beharigas goel adam. That's the spilling of his anger, and therefore it's defined as murder, because we're not talking about a chiyuv misas beis din, but rather on the din ritzicha kinekama al anirtzach. Vengeance. He's taking vengeance. So we use this different lashon in order to denote that it's a different type of hariga, it's not a regular chiyuv misas beis din. And therefore the Rambam emphasized this. He writes a lashon of redifa, retzicha, and nikama. Because from this emerges automatically that it's not a prat b'chiyuv misas u'shala rotzeach b'chiyuv misas beis din she'olav. It's not just a detail in the chiyuv misa of the rotzeach, and his chiyuv misas beis din, that the goel adam carries it out. No. Rather, it's an additional chiyuv that has nothing to do with his chiyuv misas beis din. And he's not a shliach beis din like the Tashbitz writes in the Zohar Rakia. He's not a shliach beis din. And therefore, it's not a prat in the regular mitzvah of the beis din carrying out their punishment. And therefore, the Ramban was correct when he said that it's a mitzvah essay bifnei atzma, that it's kiyum is b'reitzeach hachayev mises beis din, person is mekayim this mitzvah by killing this rotzeach who's chayim mises beis din. And it's not the regular arigas rotzeach and will tell us ala beis din like other chayim mises. But rather, an additional din of the Goel Adam taking this vengeance. And even though we see in the Ramban that the Beis Din is Horei Gosam Kimishpatam, the Beis Din is the one who kills him and the Goel Adam brings him in. Not like the Rambam in Perak Alphamos Ritzach Halacha Beis, that Lechatchila the Goel Adam kills this Ritzach. No. The Ramban says, no, he just brings him to Beis Din. And the Yad Ramah agrees, the Ran Sanhedrin, the Fmei Me'am with Beis. That's because the Kiyum Hanakama is fulfilled even when he brings him to Beis Din. But the Maisa, it's a separate din of Nekama. So we have the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, and then we have the Nekama of the Goel Adam. And with this, we can understand what it says in Sanhedrin Mem Hei Amud Beis, that we learn from a pasuk that if he doesn't have a Goel Adam, Beis Din is mamet a Goel Adam. It's artificial Goel Adam, not a real Goel Adam. Beis Din is mamet a Goel Adam. In order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Goel Adam, like the Yad Ramah writes there. So we have to understand, since Lamaisi is not the Goel Adam, how is this mitzvah fulfilled by somebody who's not the Goel Adam? How's the Mitzvah Goel Adam fulfilled by somebody who's not the Goel Adam? Not Keshe. But like we said, there's a special din hariga of Nekama that can only be done by the Goel Adam. And it's nothing to do by the means, but the means is Bezin. And therefore, we're mamet somebody is the Goel Adam. In other words, he's going to be involved in the din Nekama and the mitzvah that we have by Rotzeach. And this is going to be Arigas Nekama, which is a mitzvah miyuchedes Rotzeach. And according to this, the Rambam, who does not enumerate this as a mitzvah's essay bifnei atzma in the minyan mitzvahs, the chora is shver, since it's a din miyuchad shel ariga bifnei atzma mitzad goel adam, it's not a prat in ariga it's based in. So first we started with the Rambam, then the Ramban asked the kashan, should have enumerated it. Then we asked the kashan the Ramban, why should he have enumerated it? The Rambam is right, it's just a detail. And then we answered according to the Ramban, it makes a lot of sense because the Ramban holds that it's a separate din. Oh, if it's a separate din, then why did the Rambam not enumerate it like the Ramban asked? Rabbi Yochanan Fisher Pella talks about this, Rasak, Parshim Yudzayim. So it would appear that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of the Goel Adam is not just to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Nekama, but also the Chiyuv Beis Din is that the Goel Adam should carry out this Misa. And Klapei Zeh, the Goel Adam is the Shliach Beis Din. Like the Rashbi says in the Zohar Kiyah. L'fi the Ramban, he's a Shliach Beis Din, it's part of the Mitzvah Beis Din. And this is Mavur in the Psukim, in Parshas Maaseh. Sham Perek Lamed, hey, Pasuk Yates, it says, Goel Adam, who yomis is haraytzeach b'fagoy boy? Who yimisenu? It's the Goel Adam who kills him. Also there in Patzik Chof Aleph, oy be'eve yikau b'yado v'yamos, he kills him. Hatred. Mois yumas hamaka reitzeachu. Goel Adam, yomis is haraytzeach b'fagoy boy. So nochamo, we see that it's the Goel Adam who carries it out. Sifri, Pasuk Chof Aleph, it says, Goel Adam Yomis, Lama Neemar, why does it say? Balok Var Neemar Goel Adam Yomis. State Shine. We already said in Pasuk Yates, Goel Adam is Memis. So why Nochem on Pasuk Yer Aleph, Chof Aleph? Umatam Alomar Goel Adam Yomis Aretzach. Sheyachol Ein Li Ela Sheyesh Loi Goel. I might think only if he has a Goel Adam. Misha Ein Lo Goel Minayim. How about if somebody doesn't have a Goel Adam? Talmud Loimar Goel Adam Mikol Makom. It says in the pasuk in Chof Aleph again, Goel Adam Mikol Makom. Even if you don't have a Goel Adam, he's still killed. L'chora. Doesn't make sense. How are we marbe from the fact that it says Goel Adam, that even if he doesn't have a Goel Adam, then we still kill him? And it doesn't say in the Sifri that we're mamed a Goel Adam. It says even without a Goel Adam. Goel Adam is not marbe that you're mamed a Goel Adam according to the Sifri, like we learned earlier from the Gemara. He says even without a Goel Adam, there's no Goel Adam. Also, the Braisa learns from Bepagobo, and the Sifri is learning from the extra Goel Adam. It's not the Pshat. So how do we learn from Goel Adam that we kill him even if there's no Goel Adam? For Karet, we should learn from Goel Adam only if there is a Goel Adam we can kill him. Otherwise we don't. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. That Pasuk Yutes is talking about Din Hariga HaMiyuchad LeGoel Adam Haba Mitzad Nekama. Talking about the special din kariga of the Goel Adam mitzvah vengeance. And that's what it says, Hu Yomis. He's the guy who does it. Mitzvah Yosa Goel Adam. And he has a ratzon l'nekama. So Hu Yomis, Hu Yomisenu. It's the Goel Adam who carries it out in the nekama. But in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it doesn't say Hu Yomisenu. It says, Goel Adam Yomis is HaRotzech. Hu Yimisenu. It says, Goel Adam Hu Yomis is HaRotzech. It's talking about this Ratzon L'Nekama. Mitzad the Goel Adam. Dafka him. But in Pasuk Chaval, it doesn't say Yimisenu. It just says, Goel Adam Yomis is HaRotzech. Here we see that b'mises harotzeach there is also a hariga of mises beisdin b'mises harotzeach. There is also a hariga of mises beisdin, and this hariga as well will be fulfilled by the Goel Adam. So Chaf Yutes is talking about Din Nekama, and Chaf Aleph is talking about the Din of the Beis Din. V'nafka mina l'inyan Edim tiyeh bo b'rishona. At first the Edim are supposed to take care of him, that we acquired all Edim v'chuyiv Mises Beis Din. But here it's different. Here b'Mises Beis Din of Rotzeach, it's the Goel Adam who does it, not the Edim. And on this apparently it's shver. What do we need all this for? Typically, why don't we just say that anyway midin mitzis nekama, he's mischayiv. That the Goel Adam has to kill him like we see in Yotes. Let's add it lemaisa in what we learn in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that it's midin mitzis beis din. At the end of the day, it's the Goel Adam who has to do it. Baal Korchenu, that the whole Pasuk is only telling us that besides the Chiyuv Mises Nekama, there is also a Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. And we learn this Chiddush by what it says in the Pasuk, that there's an additional Kiyum on the Goel Adam that even the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din is carried out by the Goel Adam. We still have a kasha. L'may nafkamina l'maysa with this chiddush. Okay. So he's carrying out the Chiyuv of Mises based in a Pasuk Chafav to say that, but either way, it's going to be the Goel Adam. You need him anyway, because the Goel Adam has to carry it out. So why do you have to come out to the fact that you need him because he carries out the Mises based in also? You need him for the Mises Goel Adam. So what do you need the extra limud? So we have to say that the chiddush lemaisa of this pasuk is to be mechayev misa, even if there's no goel adam, and then it's not a misas nekama at all, because a misas nekama is only bahariga ayde goel adam, and only because of the chiddush of this pasuk that the misas based in berot seach is mischayev, requires that we kill him without a goel adam. And there the din is that he's like a shliach beis din. Like what the Tashbit says, that the Goel Hadam is the Shliach Beis Din. And if there's no Goel Hadam, then he's killed by a Shliach Beis Din. Mitzad Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. So that's what the Sifri teaches us, that we learn that he's killed B'chol Makom, even if there is no Goel Adam, because we already learned the Pasuk Yates that he's killed by the Goel Adam. So what does Chof Aleph teach us? That he's killed by the Goel Adam, Mitzad Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. If there's no Goel Adam, okay, so somebody else has to carry out the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. That's a different din. Din of the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, Amit Din, the Nekama of the Goel Adam. Okay, יש לנו עוד דרך ארוכה בסייעתא דשמיא, but I am hoping Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach that we should continue this mahalach in the next shir, and Mir Hashem, we will continue singing the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.